Hey there, Daniel. Big day today, isn't it? T-level results are in, and a whole new wave of young talent is getting ready to step into the engineering and manufacturing world.
Absolutely, Emma. It's exciting to see how these two-year technical qualifications are shaping up. They're designed to give students the skills and experience they need to hit the ground running. It's a game changer, especially for SMEs in the sector.
I agree. Skill shortages have been a real challenge for the industry, but T-levels seem to be helping bridge that gap. The students come in with a solid foundation already, right?
Exactly. Take BGB in Grantham, for instance. They had two students, Jarvan and Young, and the production manager, Nathan Flower, was really impressed. The students had a good grasp of math and could understand basic drawings and equipment right out of the gate.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And they're not just working on small projects, are they? They're actually producing items that are going out the door.
That's right. Young operated a 150-ton hydraulic press and worked on components that end up in multi-million pound wind turbines. That's serious stuff for students just starting out.
And BGB's planning to offer apprenticeships to these students once they finish their course. That's a big vote of confidence in the T-level program.
Nathan Flower said it's a no-brainer for businesses looking to recruit. It's a win-win. The students get real-world experience, and the companies get skilled workers ready to contribute.
Another thing I found interesting is how T-levels can lead to apprenticeships. The 45-day industry placement gives students hands-on training and a feel for the workplace. It's like a trial run before committing to an apprenticeship.
That's right. R&B Switchgear Group in Manchester has taken 12 T-level students over the past 3 years and offered 5 of them apprenticeships. Each one accepted. One of them, Austin, said it's been life-changing.
I love that quote from Austin. He said, "Coming straight out of college into a job is very rare, so I feel really privileged." That's a great testament to the program.
And Gavin Chadwick, the technical training manager at R&B, said the students are a breath of fresh air. They're enthusiastic and bright, and they've helped them find some top young talent.
So, for businesses in the Northwest, especially SMEs, hosting a T-level student could be a smart move. It's a way to invest in the future workforce while also giving students a chance to prove themselves.
Absolutely. Thousands of students are now qualified and ready to step into the workforce. By hosting a T-level placement, you're shaping the next generation of engineers and manufacturers.
If you're interested in learning more about how to host a T-level industry placement, you can visit the official website. It's a great opportunity to get involved and support the future of the industry.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news. If you have any questions or want to share your thoughts, feel free to reach out. Until next time, stay informed and keep supporting the future of aerospace and manufacturing in the Northwest.